Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Like, wow, Scoop. Is it Friday already?
Ruh-roh, Ruh-roh, Ricky.
Some people don't believe me when I tell them that Shaggy was the stereotypical stoner in the Scooby-Doo series.
Well, they're dumb. He obviously is.
I think so.
I also think that they named him... I was thinking the other day, actually, why did they name him Scooby-Doo? Like, what a weird last name. And then I realized it's because his name says Doobie.
Right. I was going to say, it's actually Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Yeah.
The Doobie is the important part. Just like there was a band for a while in the 70s and 80s called the Doobie Brothers. It's the Doobie that was important in their name. They couldn't just be called the Brothers. They wouldn't have been nearly as famous. So, anyway, it is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in. It is the Friday edition. We are a live call-in radio talk program that you can take control of. If you want to get on the air and talk about whatever's on your mind, you can dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, and joining me...
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Well, so I have a very bleak and depressing article that I brought in for show prep today. It's really horrible.
Yeah, you can say that again.
It is from the Rutherford Institute at rutherford.org. And the headline is, Make Way for the Snitch State, the all-seeing fourth branch of government. This is written by John and Nisha Whitehead.
Is this the pre-crime stuff?
This is not. I did not bring that for today's show prep, but I do have an article on that that, you know, we'll see how today goes. Perhaps it'll come up. So this starts off, it's a quote from Marshall McLuhan. I have no idea who that is. It says, It is just when people are all engaged in snooping on themselves and one another that they become anesthetized to the whole world process. As information itself becomes the largest business in the world, data banks know more about individual people than the people do themselves. The more data banks record about each one of us, the less we exist. That's by Marshall McLuhan, author of From Cliché to Archetype.
Not true. I think, therefore, I am.
I'm sorry, what's not true?
That we don't exist because we're being observed.
Oh, it says the less we exist.
Yeah, but...
The more data banks record about each one of us, the less we exist.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that one.
Yeah, silly.
But he is absolutely correct about the fact that data has certainly become the largest business in the world. People, you know, say things like, well, the United States doesn't do any manufacturing anymore, and it doesn't do any, you know, agriculture anymore, and it doesn't, you know. Well, what it does do is it collects data. It is certainly a technological country, if you will. I hate using that word. But if you were to say, what does the United States of America do? I would say collecting data. That's what the United States does. It creates data and collects it. And then uses it for good or for evil.
Thanks to the NSA in Utah.
Yeah, mostly exploitation.
Yeah. So the article continues, we're being spied on by a domestic army of government snitches, spies, and techno warriors. This government of peeping toms is watching everything we do, reading everything we write, listening to everything we say, and monitoring everything we spend. Beware of what you say, what you read, what you write, where you go, and with whom you communicate, because it is all being recorded, stored, and cataloged, and will be used against you eventually at a time and place of the government's choosing. This far-reaching surveillance has paved the way for an omnipresent, militarized fourth branch of government, the surveillance state, that came into being without any electoral mandate or constitutional referendum.
Big Brother.
Indeed. Definitely Big Brother. I mean, all of the authors of, you know, like George Orwell and what's the other guy I'm thinking of?
Aldous Huxley.
Aldous Huxley, thank you. Brave New World. These types of authors would be like, I told you! I tried to frickin' tell you! Oh my God, I wrote a book about it! Why wouldn't you listen?
Also Ray Bradbury and even Lois Lowry from The Giver.
Yeah, that's I saw that movie too. That was pretty good.
I didn't watch it because Taylor Swift was in it.
Oh, I watched it because Jeff Bridges was in it. And I was like, hey, that guy.
I loved the book, The Giver. So
is it Jeff Bridges? No.
Not happy that Taylor Swift was in it.
I'm thinking of the wrong guy. I'm thinking of another guy.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember anybody else except her.
But yeah, I mean, all of these people who, you know, semi-predicted what is indeed happening. I mean, if you think that Big Brother is not watching you, if you think that your life as an individual isn't controlled by a large, omnipresent, militarized fourth branch of government, you need only take a look. I ask you to look inside of your life and tell me, what area of your life does government not touch? There's not very many, if you can even name one.
I saw a Twitter feed the other day, or tweet, or thread, sorry, where somebody was saying, I went and visited my mom, and I didn't speak out loud or ask her about the brand of toothbrush or toothpaste she uses, but I noticed it, and then I had an advertisement for it for the first time in my life on my phone.
Ooh,
and
creepy.
He was like an information guy, so he was explaining how it could happen, and he said that the data that companies collect and they, like, use to give you advertisements on your phone can even be used through your, like, Wi-Fis you're around and IP addresses you're around.
I mean, what was he saying? That they associated the two phones that came together and therefore it was, like, reinforcing the advertising, basically, of something you just happened to come across?
Yep.
A physical cell? Yeah.
Yeah, surprising. We covered an article here on Free Talk Live that detailed exactly what you're talking about.
Hmm.
For example, when somebody goes into, let's say, a Target, something like a department store, and you use their Wi-Fi, there are things that don't necessarily identify you by name or by phone number.
You don't even have to use their Wi-Fi.
Right. But they have things that track, like, did you stop at aisle 4 midway down where the big display is? Or did you look at the bottom shelf of this particular product aisle instead of the top shelf? And they'll know exactly, like, what that thing is based on their inventory tracking system and what the stockers put on the shelves that day. Because everything is scanned with barcodes and tracked in such a way.
Well, I wonder if they target females with, like, the shorter shelves.
I know that they target children.
Hmm.
So, for example, have you ever seen the great big bag of generic cereal on a middle shelf or a top shelf at the grocery store? No.
Hmm.
It's always on the bottom because that's where the kids can see it. Mommy, buy me the giant bag of these generic Cheerios or whatever, Fruit Loops or whatever they are.
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. So, yes, as a matter of fact, they do all of that kind of a thing. And now they're able to track who stops and even looks at a thing, much less picks one up off the shelf, puts it in their cart, and goes and buy it.
Turn your phone off before you go into a grocery store.
Yeah, or any store, you know.
Any kind of big box retail store, yeah.
Yeah. Get yourself a Faraday bag. Really.
I have one already.
That's nice. That's the easiest thing that you can do if you don't want your data to be tracked via cell phone, but you still want to be able to use your cell phone whenever it's convenient for you. You can just keep it in a little Faraday bag, and that will solve the problem. It is ironic, of course, that a low-tech solution is the answer to a high-tech problem in this particular instance.
It's also kind of funny because it's kind of like a tinfoil hat, but I'm not saying it doesn't work. It does work. It's a tinfoil hat for your phone.
It's kind of funny. It's the difference between something that does work and something that doesn't, right?
Yeah.
It's a tinfoil phone condom, is what it is.
It is.
To prevent you from getting effed by the state.
Yeah, don't worry so much about wearing an actual tinfoil hat. Just get one for your phone.
For real. The article continues, indeed, long before the National Security Agency became the agency we love to hate, the Justice Department, the FBI, and the Drug Enforcement Administration were carrying out their own secret mass surveillance on unsuspecting populaces. And we can talk about this and a whole lot more here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio. If you want to join us, dial 603-283-6160. 6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this article from Rutherford.org. And it says, make way for the snitch state, the all-seeing fourth branch of government. And so far, it has been sort of recapping things that we already know here at Free Talk Live. We've covered a lot of these topics frequently here on this program, and they will get to some more specifically about the snitch state. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have, from Ohio, it's the Domster calling. Domster, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Killdozer Day, man.
Yeah.
Hey, so I actually work in the retail industry, and I'm in a data analyst / marketing position.
Oh, interesting.
And based on what you were saying, I know that I think there are plans in place at major retailers to put digital displays on every shelf, basically. And the plan is, I guess using RFID technology,
mm-hmm.
they want to be able to identify loyal customers and I guess give certain customers a different price than other customers.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Right, so if you belong to the, if you have a Target frequent buyer's card or something like that, they want to be able to give, you know, a different price to somebody who's more taken on their brand than somebody who's just a casual shopper or decided not to sign up for something.
I mean, we kind of have something like that with like rewards already, though, I suppose.
Yeah.
So
it's just that they're moving it to a more digital and
well,
less,
they're trying to get you to buy more, as
right?
Opposed
well, and
to,
a
like,
less opt-in
stuff.
Right, so
yeah.
If you're shopping with somebody who has the higher price, you could always just pick it up for them if you had the lower price.
What else can you tell us, Downster?
Well, also, I mean, there already is a program like that. It's called Ibotta, and I guess it's an app you download. You register with them, and they want to take a picture. They want you to take a picture of any of your shopping receipts and send it to them. And I guess using that information that you give them, it gives you back. So basically from that, they're, although it's kind of in an indirect way, they can treat some shoppers differently than other shoppers as far as price goes.
Yeah.
And I know that Amazon, too, this probably doesn't surprise you. There are certain shoppers with Amazon that they're just sending all their shopping receipts to Amazon. Doesn't matter what retailer it is, or grocery store, I should say.
Yeah.
And people are happy to give that data away to Amazon.
I've used Ibotta. I've gotten like $40.
How do you spell that?
Ibotta.
Ibotta, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, Bonnie, you're in the target graphic for Ibotta. It tends to be... from what I've heard, it overly skews, I think, younger females. So.
Yeah, I imagine that's true for specifically the retail markets generally skew. I did work in retail, we'll call it home goods, for a period of time. And in all of the sales trainings, all of the salespeople were trained to speak to the female, if there was a couple that like came into a retail store to buy something like furniture, for example. They were all trained to always address the female and the man as an afterthought because, well, they believe the female holds the purse strings in relationships, at least in the United States anyway.
I'd be interested to know. I tend to be kind of cheap. I hate spending money on anything.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's been any psychological studies about whether men tend to, you know, be more hesitant to spend money than women. I'd be interested to know that.
I think that's something that is well assumed by people. I've never seen any facts to back it up, but it wouldn't surprise me if it were true.
I mean, has that not been established already? You can already see that in, I would think, trends and data that they've already got.
I think it's probably true. Well,
yeah, I think it's true. I just have never seen any evidence for it. So
yeah, I mean, that's for probably, I follow what you're saying, yeah.
My personal, like, spending habits come in waves. Like, I'll be really frugal for a long, long time, and then, like, today I spent a lot of money because I was just like, it's my birth week, so I'm going to buy stuff to dye my hair and new makeup.
Happy almost birthday.
Thanks.
A tip for you guys, if you want to, you know, kind of have more privacy, but also be frugal and be on a budget, I really like to, especially my grocery budget, I like to put it all in cash, and then I just divvy it out every week, and A, you never overspend, and B, if you shop at a place like Walmart, they don't have a loyalty program, so they won't have any way to track it. Shopping habits to you. So.
Well, right. They won't be able to relate it specifically to you, but they're still tracking by, you know, the nature of you pulled something off a shelf and, you know, they rang it up at the cash register. They can know still that some guy came in on, you know, Tuesday afternoon or whatever and bought, you know, these 12 items and paid this amount of money. They know that you walked through, you know, the certain aisles that these items were stocked upon, and they can still use that to market and make, you know, specific deductions about what your buying habits might be when grouped along with a whole bunch of other people.
Do you guys think it's immoral to steal from Walmart?
I mean, it's immoral to steal.
Yeah, it's immoral to steal.
I was just wondering.
I don't need, you know, whether it's Walmart or, you know, whatever.
That's a whole argument online. That's why I'm asking.
You're having an argument online about whether it's immoral to steal from Walmart?
Not me.
Wow.
It's like a whole...
Is this like socialists or something? Like,
it might be kind of like a socialist thing, but I've seen some arguments that kind of make sense.
Domster, what are your thoughts? Steal from Walmart?
I vote against that.
It seems like just a bad idea in general. Even,
yeah, I don't want to go to jail,
like,
for that.
Like, even though, like, I'm not going to be crying over it,
yeah,
you know, if I see other people stealing from Walmart, but it's like, ooh, yeah, I mean, logically, one of the reasons you shouldn't steal is because you don't want people stealing from you. And if it's
right.
if people get this idea that it's okay to steal from Walmart, then, you know, same thing.
Well,
happens to you.
One of the things people always bring up is they take it out of their employees' bonuses. But I think it's immoral that they give their employees' bonuses based off how much they prevent stealing. Because that is true. I worked at Walmart.
Well, isn't that part of the job, I mean?
Well, yeah, you accepted the job, so it's your fault. But it's just a silly... dumb way to give people bonuses. Like, if you stop enough stealing, you'll get your bonus. Oh, you didn't get your bonus. You never do.
Hey, Domster, thanks for the call. Keep us updated if you find out anything more about how they market to you in new and possibly, you know, overt ways. Thanks again. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to be on Free Talk Live. We've got more for you coming up.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Facebook says it's suspending Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years, formalizing a long-term penalty for the former U.S. president after its independent oversight board said the company was wrong to keep the ban open-ended. Facebook saying it would revisit the suspension 2 years from the date of its initial move to suspend him on January 7th, the day that the Capitol was attacked. Senator Joe Manchin is not at the point where he'd back a Democrat push to pass an infrastructure proposal with no Republican support.
We need to do something in a bipartisan way. We can't continue on these types of projects because we were able to bring everything to fruition working through a bipartisan way. Republicans didn't get everything they wanted the last time, as you recall. And basically, we're not going to get everything, but we can move forward.
The Dow ending the week positive, gaining 179 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is telling private sector businesses to step up their cybersecurity.
JBS employees started returning to work this week after the company's beef operation stopped following a ransomware attack by suspected Russian hackers. The infiltration shut down meat production in North America and Australia. The White House is telling American companies to step up their cybersecurity.
Is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Jen Psaki from the White House lectern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking in New Hampshire on Thursday. The former vice president saying that he and former President Trump are on friendly terms despite the animosity between the two over the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
On March 16th of 2021... terrorists calling themselves government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Ari DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were taken captive, if you will. Arrested is the term you're most familiar with. These folks are referred to as the Crypto Six. Ian Freeman spent 69 days in jail, despite the fact that he hasn't been convicted of anything, and what he's been accused of, allegedly, has no victim. And the person named Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, also remains captive. What can you do to help? You can visit thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information there. There's links to different places. There's a video up there of what happened, or at least the events that, as they were unfolding, that you can watch. And you can also donate to their legal defense fund because the charges these people face are not a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is also very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom. Visit thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. All right, so we were talking about this article before we went on a tangent about how stores track you via your cell phone while you're in them. We were talking about this article from Rutherford.org, Make Way for the Snitch State, All-Seeing Fourth Branch of Government. And we pick up where it says, indeed, long before the NSA became the agency we love to hate, the Justice Department, the FBI, and the Drug Enforcement Agency were carrying out their own secret mass surveillance on an unsuspecting populace. And that information is readily available. Use your favorite search engine and go look it up. But even agencies not traditionally associated with the intelligence community are now part of the government's growing network of snitches and spies. And not mentioned in the article is a topic we talked about here on Free Talk Live, where the post office now employs digital spies. The post office now deploys digital spies. I say that twice because I want to make sure that you heard what I said. I'm not joking. I'm not misspeaking. The post office uses digital spies to surveil you.
It's more than that. You're missing half of it. So they've been doing the digital spying thing for decades, okay?
Yes.
But now, not only are they spying on your, like, you know, the to and from addresses, like where mail is coming from and to and going to and recording that, they're also tracking you online.
Tracking yes. social media, which is so random.
Right, yes, the post office. That's right, the post office is tracking your social media. That's right. Whatever you do, whoever you're liking, whoever you're commenting on, whoever you're putting smiley face on or the love emoji or whatever it is, whoever you're putting, you know, responding to with a GIF about something or another, people in the post office, for some reason, are the ones tracking some of that, which I find very Orwellian. Just about every branch of the government, from the Postal Service to the Treasury Department and every agency in between, now has its own surveillance sector, authorized to spy on the American people. For instance, and we just covered the post office, but they've also been photographing the exterior of every piece of paper mail for the past 20 years, as Chris alluded to. And they are heavily spying on social media, headed up by the Postal Service's Law Enforcement Division. The Internet Covert Operations Program, also known as ICOP, sounds dumb, is reportedly using facial recognition technology combined with fake online identities to ferret out potential troublemakers with inflammatory posts.
Spell ICOP.
I-C-O-P.
ICOP.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to spell it. I know that joke. Thanks for busting out the dad joke. I appreciate you. and then say the word funny after it.
That's silly.
I know, I'm silly.
I did it in my head. I don't know if we can say it on the air.
I think, well, yeah, okay, that's fine. the agency claims the online surveillance, which falls outside of its conventional job scope of processing and delivering paper mail, is necessary to help postal workers avoid potentially volatile situations. I laugh at this because you guys remember before the term mass shooter became popular, right? Or active shooter,
yeah.
Right? You know, the
going,
school shootings and all that kind
postal,
of stuff.
Right?
Going postal was the original, right? Before
why?
There was
a,
because somebody shot up a post office. A former postal employee was angered about getting fired or something, and he came back to the post office and shot up the post office.
Wow.
And so everybody was like, hey, calm down, man. Don't go postal or anything.
Maybe we need to be protected from them.
I always ask for, like, postal mail. Like, you know, just like, it's...
You want your mail to be deranged and crazy and armed?
Yeah, I forget what I'm confusing it with, but I'm always confusing it with, like, the post or, like, I'm asking for, you know, just regular post.
Yeah.
As opposed to expedited or whatever. And
Yeah, it is. The irony is not lost on me that the agency for which was named somebody shooting up a place where they used to work now is surveilling folks that are considered Americans. Then there are the fusion and counterterrorism centers that gather all of the data from the smaller government spies, the police, public health officials, transportation, etc., and make it all accessible for those in power. And that doesn't even begin to touch on the complicity of the corporate sector, which buys and sells us from cradle to grave until we have no more data left to mine. It's not just what we say, where we go, and what we buy that's being tracked. We're being surveilled right down to our genes. G-E-N-E-S, not J-E-A-N-S, for those of you wearing Levi's and Wranglers.
Can you guys explain to me why I should care that the government knows what I buy? Because, to be honest, I bought until the government stole my phone, and I just haven't gotten back into my Ibotta account. And I've always just kind of wondered why it matters. It's kind of like my mom used to say, like, eating that will give you cancer. And I'd be like, eating anything nowadays will give you cancer. It's kind of like, yeah, the government spies on everything, so why should I care if they know what I buy?
Probably collisions. So if you get enough data, you end up with situations where there's only, you know, I mean, maybe not even just be two people, but there may be multiple people who fit the same profile. And so when you bring that before a jury, when they come after you, they'll arrest you for whatever, and they'll put you on the stand, and you just happen to buy the same chemistry book that, you know, somebody else bought who, you know, basically bought it in order to make bombs or whatever. And so you now fit that profile, and that's a collision. So you're the only other person who bought that book in that time frame, and therefore, because of the data that was collected, you're now a suspect.
Wow.
Right. You might be arrested, you might serve jail time, you might not be found guilty, you know, in the end, but you lost a couple years of your life.
Right. So people grow and they change over the course of a period of time, right? Or at least they can. Some people don't. Many people do. If you did something 30 years ago.
I didn't.
I'm just, well, right, because you're not quite yet 30. If you did something 20 years ago. If you did something 5 years ago.
There we go.
And the government brings it up 20 years from now to make you seem as if you have an established pattern of doing a thing. Oh, that's bad. And that's just how they operate. They're going to wait until it's relevant for them, and then they'll pull out this little piece of information.
The U.S. government is bad.
And use it to help incriminate you. 603-283-6160. How has your...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you would like to. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this article from Rutherford.org, which says, make way for the snitch state, the all-seeing fourth branch of government. And we've been talking really most recently about how multiple government agencies that never used to have anything to do with, say, surveillance and law enforcement and
stalking,
if you will, are now, they all have their own department for tracking individuals through different methods, such as the post office now has an army of people tracking your social media, which, you know, just doesn't sound right.
Wait, but I didn't consent to this government doing this.
Yeah, neither did I.
Can I opt out?
Yeah, I don't know. Can you?
May I?
Let me know when you find out.
You're asking the wrong people. So we are being surveilled right down to our genes thanks to a potent combination of hardware, software, and data collection that scans our biometrics, our faces, irises, voices, genetics, even our gait, G-A-I-T. For those of you who don't know, that's how you walk.
Oh.
Everybody has a unique walk, just like you have a unique fingerprint. And so when
that's embarrassing.
Yeah, when you are caught on video and that's recorded enough times, they can use that to identify you in a crowd of people.
I wore like 6-inch heels to Pride 2020, and like I wouldn't want any recording of that.
Well, they take these pieces of data, these recordings that they make of all of our biometrics.
Oh, wait, I'm at 2019. Sorry.
That's okay. They run them through computer programs that can break the data down into unique identifiers and then offer them up to the government and its corporate allies for their respective uses. All of those internet-connected gadgets that we just have to have, Forbes refers to them as data pipelines to our intimate body processes.
Oh, my God.
The smartwatches that can monitor our blood pressure and the smartphones that let us pay for purchases with our fingerprints and iris scans are setting us up for a brave new world where there is nowhere to run and nowhere to hide.
I did get a new iPhone since the government stole my last one, but I did not put facial recognition on it this time.
Good.
Very well. For instance, imagine what the government could do, and is likely already doing, with voice print technology, which has been likened to a fingerprint. Described as the next front line in the battle against overweening public surveillance, the collection of voice prints is a booming industry for governments and businesses alike. As The Guardian reports, voice biometrics could be used to pinpoint the location of individuals.
I've definitely used, like, the voice features or whatever on my phone, so dang it, it's like you can't win. This government doesn't want you to have any fun.
Well, and so, for example, there's a social media company that most people use the app for, which I do not. I only use the browser version. And so it's at my discretion when I launch that browser, and I don't. And so, you know, based on my other habits and stuff, I rarely get advertised to as much as other people do, who just sort of leave all the default settings and, you know, they're not very technical about it, and they get advertised to a lot, like you were describing with, you know, some toothpaste that you've never seen before.
What is this advertising thing that you're talking about?
You don't know what advertising
is? It was a joke.
I have...
Because I have all that stuff turned off, so yeah. I don't expect...
But what happens is I'll go over and visit a friend who's got, like, Amazon Echo, and we'll have a conversation. And moments after I leave his place, I'm being advertised something that had to do with the conversation
Turn
I had
your with phone
him.
Off when you interact with those kind of people.
Oh, I know. But those I'm just of... saying that that's how speedy it is these days. That something like an Amazon-connected device can just overhear you say a thing, and then even though your device that you have isn't necessarily tracking you, their device is, because they know that they're your friend on this or that or the other social media, and they connect the dots and go, oh, it's that guy, and oh, and we should advertise this to him. Now, advertising in and of itself is not bad,
yep.
Right? I just find the whole thing creepy.
I think it's not bad. It's just that the companies that are doing it are corporations that are really government entities.
It's the way they do it, right? Like, it's not them advertising on a particular site. You know, like my company advertises on linuxmint.com, right? Mm-hmm. It is a tech site for the customers that we target, right? We don't go out and, like, ask Google to, like, track all everybody to figure out what their operating system they're using, right, and then advertise to just those people. That's creepy.
Yeah. We are now the unwitting victims of an interconnected, tightly woven, technologically evolving web of real-time, warrantless, wall-to-wall mass surveillance that makes the spy program spawned by the USA Patriot Act look like child's play. And indeed, the old growing up in the 80s, of course, the big enemy was the Russians. Oh, we were still in the Cold War. We're going to nuke each other and everybody could die any day. They had us all convinced that we were going to die any day from nuclear war. And the Russians, of course, were the big enemy. Kind of the way the media plays them out to be again today, which is really weird that it's sort of come full circle in that way. But the Soviet Union of the 80s was very heavy on surveillance of their own people. And that particular organization would give their left arm, if not more, to have all of the surveillance that currently happens in the United States today. It is so pervasive and so prevalent that even the most surveillance-oriented regimes that have existed on planet Earth did not have this type of technology and capability that we have today.
Yeah, when I was delivering Uber Eats food to people in San Antonio, I would say like 50% of the people had those Ring doorbells or some other Ring doorbell brand, like 50%. I was telling someone this yesterday, I think Ian.
Yeah. Yeah, and Amazon's getting ready to flip a switch on those, making them all their own mesh network if you don't opt out. We briefly touched on that couple of days ago here on Free Talk Live. You can listen to our back episodes over at freetalklive.com, by the way.
/archives.
Yeah. Fusion centers, see something, say something, red flag laws, behavioral threat assessments, terror watch lists, facial recognition, snitch tip lines, biometric scanners, pre-crime, DNA databases, data mining, precognitive technology, contact tracing apps. The list I just read are all part and parcel of the widening surveillance dragnet that the government has used and abused in order to extend its reach and power. The COVID-19 pandemic has succeeded in acclimating us even further to being monitored, tracked, and reported for so-called deviant or undesirable behavior. Consequently, we now live in a society in which a person can be accused of any number of crimes without knowing what exactly he has done. He might be apprehended in the middle of the night by a roving band of SWAT police. He might find himself on a no-fly list, unable to travel for reasons undisclosed. He might have his phones or internet tapped based on a secret order handed down by a secret court with no recourse to discover why he was even targeted.
I'm sure there's still some people who realize that this is, or don't realize that this has actually been going on since, 2001.
Well, it's grown.
Yeah, it's grown since 2001.
It continues to grow, yeah.
But it was started shortly after 9/11, this no-fly list. But people don't even know that it exists, your average person. It's until it affects you.
Well, and anybody who's 21 may not even know that there was a time before these things existed.
It's true.
The young certainly, unless you've come through it and you lived in a time where there wasn't a thing and now there is a thing, you remember it because you remember the time of the change.
Yep.
But if you've been born after the change happened, you're just like, oh, that's how it's always been.
Do you remember when you could go to an airport and not walk through a...
Oh, I do.
A metal detector?
Yeah, I remember being able to go to the airport, have a cigarette, and stand in front of the window as you watch the plane take off. From the, the little tube that you walk through. There's a name for that. I can't think of right now.
The gate?
Yeah, the thing that you walk from,
the
gate into the little tube.
The hallway. I didn't know there was a name
away.
For it.
Yeah, they're mobile and, they move out of the way so the plane can take off. The walkway, if you will. Yeah. You can smoke a cigarette while staring out the window. 603-283-6160. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is next.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.